This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It appears that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way to Russia to meet with President Putin. South Korea media is quoting sources inside the military that says Kim left on a train for the meeting. Both Russia and North Korea confirm there will be a meeting. Bells tolled at Ground Zero and at the Pentagon.
Specialist Craig S. Emmonson, United States Army.
Solemn tributes as Americans look back on the horror and legacy of 9/11. People gathered Monday at memorials, firehouses, city halls, campuses, and elsewhere to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when hijacked planes crashed at New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and rural Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
It feels like a blur to me. It feels like yesterday, and it feels like a lifetime ago. And it's just so heartbreaking all these years later. It feels like it just happened.
The death toll in Morocco's earthquake is nearly 2,500 now. Rescue workers working as fast as they can. Here is the Associated Press reporter, Karen Shamas.
Rescue workers dig through twisted metal and concrete to pull out bodies from the town of Wirgan, about 37 miles from Marrakesh. As the bodies were pulled out, locals cried in dismay. The United Nations estimates that 300,000 people were affected by the magnitude 6.8 quake. In Marrakesh, families huddled in squares outside with little more than a blanket for shelter. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. In Libya, floods have killed at least 150 people, the flooding the result of Storm Daniel, which has swept through the Mediterranean. Joint military drills between Armenian and U.S. forces kicked off Monday. The latest sign Armenia is drifting away from Moscow as Russia's invasion of Ukraine reshapes the post-Soviet space. The exercises come with frustration growing in Armenia that Russia has failed to act as a security guarantor as tensions build with its historic rival, Azerbaijan, backed by Turkey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reassure Ukraine on Sunday it will continue to be supported by its Western allies. Russia, however, just had local elections in four Ukrainian areas that he legally annexed, and Moscow appears determined to expand its invasion. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has details.
Blinken highlighted the suffering that Ukrainian civilians regularly go through as a result of Russian attacks. He was asked whether the United States will send long-range missiles to Ukraine, which could reach deep into Russian territories.
It's not only the weapon system itself, it's are Ukrainians trained on it? Are they able to maintain it? Can they use it effectively as part of their strategy? And we are working on that every single day. In terms of their targeting decisions, it's their decision, not ours.
Last week, Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed the importance of U.S. support to Kyiv. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Luis Rubiales resigned late Sunday following weeks of relentless pressure after the Spanish Soccer Federation president kissed a player on the lips without her consent during the trophy ceremony at the Women's World Cup in Australia last month. The decision was expected to help Spanish soccer start overcoming one of its most embarrassing chapters. It should also clear the way for Spain to get back on track with its bid to host the Men's World Cup in 2030, along with Portugal, Morocco, and possibly Ukraine. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began to erupt on Sunday afternoon, with flows currently confined to the surrounding crater floor. Webcam images show fissures at the base of the volcano's crater that are generating lava flows on the surface of the floor. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency wrote on X, the eruption does not pose a lava threat to communities, though volcanic particles and gases may create breathing problems. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.